Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Healing and Faith Consciousness, your bridge to health, wholeness, and clarity in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm glad you're here today. I'm bringing to the radio airways today Joan Amabil, who is an experienced television presenter, and she's got a very special story that launched that show and many experiences that she's going to bring her wisdom around and share with us from the many guests that she had on that show. Joan, welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to our broadcast, and we've been praying that the Lord would anoint what we have to say and help the people out there that need to be given some hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, thank you for saying that. And I'm going to join with that intention for a moment. Let's just imagine right now that the airwaves, without the timeline, because today's show is recorded, this is for the now, the past, and the future. Because beyond this limited realm, there is no such thing as time. And, you know, in God's world, time doesn't exist, so everything is possible. So we're going to just attune right now that frequencies are clear and airwaves are open, and those recipients of these words are going to be tuned in and able to receive a gift of special attunement, a gift that actually speaks to the mind, the soul, and the body in a way that allows you to align with what's possible in ways that have never happened before. That's what we're going to be talking today about, how people have been able to align with what's possible, how faith has entered into pictures, and people have lined up with miracles. And we're going to talk a bit about how it's happened for me, how it's happened for Joan, and how miracles can happen in your own life. Day by day, thought by thought, you can actually move into an alignment with that which we call God and see miraculous, or that things happen in your life that defy logic and reason. Now, Joan, I wanted to ask you, what first put healing and miracles on your heart for television? What was the foundations of that show?
Well, I had a personal experience. And it really goes back to when I was a child, and I was a strong believer in Jesus Christ, and I didn't know a whole lot because I was a child, but there was something in my spirit, even at that age. I think it started when I was about 4.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had a relative, my Aunt Arlene, who lived with us, with my mother and my dad and myself. And she shared we had a large bedroom, and she shared that bedroom with me, or I shared it with her. And she would pray with me. Now, the prayers weren't really what I would call deep prayers, just basic prayers that she had learned in school. We weren't brought up in a Christian school, so to speak. It was a public school. But the school we went to, they used to pray in the morning, and they would also pledge allegiance to the flag. That was a long time ago. But she was very instrumental in helping me to understand who Jesus was. I can remember, though, when I was a little girl and I would see the Christian influence regarding Christmas. And we always had a manger scene at the bottom of our Christmas tree. And I remember asking my aunt about baby Jesus, who was he, and just questions. But I also knew in my heart, even as a child, that there was something very special about the Christmas message.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I'm reminded that in scriptures, Jesus said, like little children, you enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay. So with that innocence, that kind of naivety, I really love that you're talking about being a young child. You didn't have some sophisticated embrace of some religious doctrine and depths of teaching and memorizing scripture and so on. But here you are with a basic understanding of something that's beyond what we can see and touch and moving into a state of faith. I think it's significant that you shared the room with your aunt, okay? Because, friends, I want to let you know that vibrationally, and science is beginning to pull the veil off of the invisible, to where we're beginning to even understand more about what tangibly exists in these invisible airwaves, and that faith and belief can be contagious. And it's not just about the mind. It's not just about the mind. And so you were then sleeping and being in a room with your aunt who had this strong faith, and you found yourself as a child embracing even that which you didn't understand, but feeling a deep commitment in your heart is what I'm hearing, and that's really beautiful. So that childhood experience is what launched your path to ultimately move into having this television show about healing and miracles. So tell us just briefly, and we'll go more into it when we come back from our break, just tell us briefly what launched you into, so many years later in your life, opening up this television series about healing miracles?
Well, I was living out west. I was brought up in the Northeast, and we had moved to an area in Arizona. And I was a volunteer at the studio. I did that because I had heard that they were looking for help.
Okay.
So I went there.
So then you were working in a television studio already?
I was a volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. I worked on the camera, and then before you know it, I was part of the audience,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed many wonderful people with miracle stories.
That's beautiful, beautiful. So you moved from being behind the camera to being in front of the camera and then meeting lots of people with healing miracles?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, what I'd love to do is dive into some of the biggest, most memorable stories that you experience through these guests and what was learned from that. And friends, when we come back from the break, we're going to be going into that. The gifts that came from these years of Joan meeting people with special, amazing experiences of healing and miracles. And so we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you when we come back. Just stay tuned for continuation with the Dr. Leslie Show and Faith Consciousness. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. So again, I'm joined by Joan today, who had a television show about healing miracles for many years. And Joan, we were just talking about really how you move from behind the camera to being in front of the camera and actually participating with the story of many people who had spontaneous healings or some sort of miracles in their life. So I'd really love to know what kinds of miracle stories were most common on your show?
Well, anything that we wouldn't take for granted, anything supernatural. And that was there was a man that fell into a fire pit. And what I mean by calling a fire pit, he had a large farm, and he had this pit in the ground that he would throw scraps of wood in or any debris that he could burn. And he had a large fire going in the pit, and he slipped and fell into it.
Oh, my.
And he was digging his way out because the pit was deep, and there weren't any ropes or anything to hang on to get out of the pit. Every time he'd climb a couple inches, he'd slide back down. And then his hand reached down. He got up about halfway, and he couldn't seem to go any further. And a hand reached down and pulled him up and pulled him out of the pit. And when he stood up, there was nobody there.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I'm assuming the fire wasn't going at this time when he fell into this deep pit, right? It was a pit that he used to burn things?
No, there was a fire going.
That was the
whole miracle was basically he could have burned up to, he would have just burned to death. And the fire was small at the time, but it was growing. You know how a fire starts, and then it feeds on the wood, and before you know it, you've got a large blaze going.
Right.
So he was on the verge of experiencing that when that hand came down and pulled him up and out.
Wow. That's beautiful. It reminds me of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, who were walking in the fiery furnace, and they saw someone else in there with them. Like,
right.
Who is that person?
Yeah. Oh, God is full of miracles.
Isn't that awesome? So what do you remember what the man had to say about his take on what happened?
Well, he just gave all the glory to God. And he said that, of course, he'll never forget it, and he wants to share it with as many people as he can, to let people know that regardless of the circumstances, there's always a miracle in store.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. Regardless of circumstances, there's always a miracle in store. Folks, there's always a potential reality that we can align with, and that alignment can be when we show up for faith in that which is beyond logical and beyond reasonable. That's beautiful. So are there any patterns that you noticed, Joan, in the stories, the number of miracles that you heard of? Were there any patterns? Did you find that there were some common experiences or thoughts or just situations that people experienced who also had these miracles come through?
Well, I found that the majority of the people that I interviewed, as far as I know, and the way they expressed themselves, that they were strong Christians. And the whole thing is, if you don't believe, it may not happen. You have to believe and have faith and just trust God, whatever the circumstances. That the Lord shared that with me when I was in prayer one day. Not enough people actually trust Him. You have to trust.
Okay. Friends, this is important. This is important. And scriptures say that faith is evidence of that which cannot be seen. So it is trusting in the invisible. It is trusting in the infinite. Do you know that our limited minds cannot even comprehend infinity? we think in linear time and linear distance. So it means letting go of all that which seems logical, reasonable, and able to be fully understood, and trusting in that miracle, trusting in that which is beyond this world, and that divine forces, heavenly forces that God's presence brings when we align and bring ourselves into that right recipient frequency of faith, the faith frequency. Now, Joan, I understand that before you started your show, you had your own experience of healing miracles.
Yes, I did.
And tell us about that.
Well, I was having some minor, I thought, physical problems, meant medical, requiring medical. So I went to a doctor, and I was told that I had a very odd tumor in my colon area. And I never expected that kind of a explanation, I guess I'll call it, from a doctor. So I made an appointment. The doctor wanted to do some surgery, and I made an appointment and had the surgery done. And the doctor said to me that he cleaned me up pretty good. I put that in quotes. But because of the depth of a tumor that he was cleaning up, he couldn't do any more. He also told me that he was going to refer me to an oncologist and to brace myself for multiple of tests. Well, I went to the oncologist, and I experienced, when I went, inner peace. I wasn't afraid, and I'm sort of an emotional type. I'm a woman, after all, and I'm quite emotional, but I didn't feel any strong emotions other than peace.
Okay.
I wasn't afraid.
So even though the doctor said, look, there's definitely more cancer there, I need you to see an oncologist. Mm-hmm. And how serious did the doctor say that it was? I think you told me that you'd had a death sentence.
Yes, it was just beyond healing as far as surgery and that type of thing. So I needed a miracle.
Okay.
I really did.
So he said there was, you know, only so much was operable, and then what you had was beyond what they could remove.
Right.
Okay. And then what choices did you make? Were you moving forward to go down a traditional medical path? With did he offer you radiation or chemo? Or
he did, but I wouldn't accept. I don't believe in radiation.
Okay.
That's me. But anyway, I went to a naturopath doctor,
mm-hmm.
and she gave me an oxygen enema. That's what I'll call it.
Okay.
And but I was led there by the Lord, because you don't find that kind of a doctor. She just kind of did her beliefs and what she did as a naturopath and not as a medical.
Okay. 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 And I think this is important here. You said you were led to a doctor by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that look for you? Right. Did you pray and ask the Lord to lead you to a doctor?
Yes.
Or, you know, how did the connection
show
up?
Well, I just had a lot of people praying for me,
mm-hmm.
that I would have a healing.
Okay.
And that the Lord would grant me a long life.
Okay. And so, and then what that resulted in was, first of all, you seeing a doctor. So part of the healing was, you believe, a God-led encounter with a practitioner who did something unusual, so something outside of the box as far as allopathic medicine. Now, you're saying that you got like an enema where you had oxygen introduced into the colon area?
Right.
Okay. So we know that often cancer cells cannot exist in a highly oxygenated environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is that, do you feel like that is what brought about the change, or was it a series of things? What happened?
That gave me peace in regards to my future. I felt so much better that the cancer cells, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here. I went back to that same doctor, and she tested me for any cancer cells, and she said they were gone. Then I went back to my medical doctor, because I had gone to that doctor for many years, whereas the...
Your general practitioner back to. Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
And he found that there wasn't one cancer cell. Everything was gone, and I know, I believe that Jesus Christ is my healer, and by his stripes, not only am I healed, every person that goes to him and prays for healing, they're healed as well.
Okay, beautiful. So your anchor of faith was already embracing this concept,
right,
that I've already been healed because these things were done. And for you, Jesus, or those of us who know that Jesus was a coin name in English, what Yeshua, you know, it comes down, folks, to beyond the words. Those are symbols. But the Spirit is a frequency. And so you were holding your faith in this divine presence of God through Christ, okay,
mm-hmm.
and believing in your heart that this thing could happen, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a very strong point here that Jesus suffered before he went to the cross, and he was whipped, and he had stripes on his back from the whips and the bleeding and so forth. And by his stripes, I hung on to that in scripture, by his stripes, we are healed.
Okay, so you made it very tangible in your mind, your perception of the logic and why this is due to you had to do with the deep details of a story that you visualized. And you said, each one of those stripes is why I am able to receive this healing. That's right. Beautiful. So, folks, do you notice how she got really specific? And she gave her mind something solid to land upon, just like the woman who said, if only I can touch his robe. She got very specific.
Yes.
Okay. Joan went in and said, this is why. This is the reason.
Done deal.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk more about how this same miraculous capacity can show up for you. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness, clarity, and spontaneous remission of illness. So we're midst the conversation with Joan right now about what that experience looked like for her. Joan, I wanted to ask you, did you have moments of fear? Did you ever, about how long was this journey? Do you remember, like, from beginning of you learning that there was an issue to knowing that it was completely gone and all the tests being negative?
I believe it was about 2 months. I had to make appointments and different things that took time.
Now, I want to share with the listeners, we're going to be kind of comparing and contrasting stories here in a minute, because I last year had my own healing experience from cancer, and there are some similarities. But, and so for me, Joan, I came to a place where my mind was kind of obsessed with it. It was kind of on the forefront of my thinking, this cancer. Did you have any of that, or were you feeling like, oh yeah, I forgot I have that appointment. I forgot that somebody said that I had an illness.
Well, I didn't forget the illness. I mean, I knew, I trusted that the doctor was making the right diagnosis, but I just wouldn't accept it in my spirit. I just said no. Jesus Christ took stripes on his back, and one of them was for cancer.
Okay,
so. And it was nailed to the cross.
Right. So, from the very beginning, as soon as you got this diagnosis, had you done that with other things in your life before? Had you rejected other diagnoses or sicknesses or symptoms or any other experience before?
No, I never had anything that was very serious.
Well, like the flu or, you know, any injuries you'd ever had in your life?
Well, I had been in an auto accident, and I had some not real serious results from that. Well, I think my car suffered more than I did.
So when you had the accident and you had some symptoms, did you already have that same platform that said, no, none of this exists for me, my body doesn't suffer injury because of the stripes, I am already healed?
That's what I believed. Yes.
So, okay.
Even when I
so
was
you'd
younger.
Already had experience. You'd been working with this for a
yes.
long time. So you kind of came into this diagnosis with a solid foundation of faith already
right.
that said, nothing is ever going to go wrong for me because this sacrifice was made and it will always be rectified because I will stand on it. Yeah?
Yes, but sometimes we do have symptoms, and that's sometimes also a hard part of the human mind to understand and believe that there's more out there for us that is, and that's the healing.
Right, to override what we're observing then, yes.
Yes.
Like to rely not on your mind and what you're seeing and feeling in this tangible reality, but holding to that invisible through faith. Tell me, so did you ever have moments of any kind of fear or doubt when you were going through these tests and so on? So you never wavered at all?
Never.
Okay. So then
I thought it was a big waste of time.
Well, why did you have anything done? Why did you see the practitioner that had the holistic therapy?
Well, I had heard about this holistic doctor, and I wanted to be a patient of hers for the future. So I went and became a patient at that time, just to get acquainted with her and get established and just have records.
So it wasn't because of your cancer diagnosis that you went there?
No.
Okay.
I just didn't want a regular medical doctor.
Okay. And then you let her know about this situation
had,
and that's why she said, well, we're going to implement this oxygen therapy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you felt at the time that God led you there. This was so you were already open to God's hand moving in various ways, including a practitioner.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So what was the moment when you knew that something had changed in your physical body? Did you feel anything different when the cancer resolved, or was it just something that you never really felt one way or the other the whole time?
Well, I had a little discomfort. It wasn't really that bad. Of course, it could have gotten it had I, continued. But anyway, I felt very secure and confident, and I never doubted that I was not healed because mm-hmm. I went back to the stripes on Jesus Christ's back.
Right. And then there came a point where you knew for sure that it had shown all the way up in the physical. And was that just when you went back to your regular medical doctor and he said all of your tests are negative?
Right.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes, I shared some. See, the thing is, too, when God does a miracle, you need to share it with other people. Mm-hmm. And I shared it with him.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing right now and sharing it. Yes, folks, because these things are contagious. And if we, if we are feeling that joyous celebration in our heart of having a spontaneous recovery, if you've got something that could bless others, your heart is just going to want to pour that out. I think it's a natural thing that we kind of want to celebrate. We kind of want to celebrate and share it with others. So it's kind of the pay it forward thing, isn't it? When we come back for the break, Joan, I'm going to ask you to fire some questions at me the way you did for many years on your television show. We're going to explore a bit more about the differences between my healing and yours and talk a little bit about healings that happened in very different ways in the Bible as well. So there's not just one formula, folks, and we want you to know that there are many ways to get to an ultimate end, okay? Don't put God in a box, and don't put your miracle in a box, right? So, Joan, did it happen the way you expected it to as far as your full recovery and your healing?
Well, I didn't know exactly how God was going to work.
Okay.
See, God he does his own thing.
That's beautiful. So you were open. So you didn't have a rigid, some people do. They go like it has to be this way or they wouldn't even see a practitioner because they would feel like that wasn't the way they were expecting it. Mm-hmm. So you were open.
I just prayed that thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. I never doubted that. I always knew that he was there for me, and regardless what the doctor was telling me, I had a better doctor. I'm not that, maybe I didn't say that right. Mm-hmm. I had a good doctor, but I was looking to Jesus.
Right.
And I considered him the ultimate doctor.
The ultimate physician. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. The ultimate physician, folks, okay? So know that whatever's happening for you today, whether it be in relationships, in your finances, or your own physical body, if you are working with an illness or a diagnosis yourself, know that all of us have access to the ultimate physician, and your doorway into receiving the gifts from that physician is your faith. We're going to talk about the faith frequency when we come back. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith, Consciousness, and Holistic Living, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness, clarity, and spontaneous healings. This is Dr. Leslie. Now, we were talking about, I did mention the faith frequency. We were talking about how Joan was open to any way for her healing to show up. She didn't have God in a box. She wasn't holding a story of this is how it needs to look. And in her case, she felt that she was divinely guided to a holistic practitioner who gave her some assistance with her physical body through a therapy that's outside of the box, that was introducing oxygen. And she stood solidly on her belief that she would be healed, or already was claiming that healing. Joan, were you holding it? Were you giving thanks? I'm already healed.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome.
My focus was on belief and what Jesus had already done.
Great.
To me, it was a done deal, as I said earlier.
So, and folks, I want to highlight, there's a big difference between begging, pleading, desiring, intending, trying to manifest, writing things down. Okay, there's a big difference between that being in the asking and inviting to being in the it's already done. And, you know, there's a teacher named Neville Goddard who says, start from the end, okay? Give thanks and claim it as already done. Do you know that it kind of even tricks the cells in your body? You're sending a signal right through that commands your cells to believe, that says, you know, we're not lacking something that we're asking for. We're standing in the knowing that it's already here, right? Just because you're not seeing it tangibly yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We are holding to that absolute existence right here and now, and giving thanks for it. We're celebrating.
We have to be very careful with our words. Mm. We have to remember, as believers, Jesus Christ spoke the words. Our God spoke the word, and the whole earth was created. Man was created.
Absolutely.
Just by the word. And I don't think most people understand the power in the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is true. The power in the word. And also, folks, sometimes we also have to know that talk is cheap. So if you're saying something that you're not believing, you need to line up with what your actual inner thoughts and feelings are as well, okay?
Okay,
that can be shifted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about your healing. What was your diagnosis and what options were you given?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this happened just last year, Joan, and after physical symptoms that I had been noticing for a while and was getting nervous about, and a couple of positive ultrasounds, I too was guided to a doctor. Okay, I had a spiritual teacher of my own, like a mentor in Christ, who said to me, "Have you heard of this particular doctor?" I went to her, and through a biopsy there, I had the confirmation that I had breast cancer. So that was it. Yeah, the diagnosis was breast cancer.
And how did you respond to that diagnosis?
I would say that I was at a weaker point in my life. I'd really been walking through a challenging journey in my own divorce, and I wasn't at my pinnacle of strength in my belief, you know. And so even though I knew and believed and taught about faith consciousness, I was in my own state a bit shaky. Let's just say I was going to, though, work on my faith. Let's say I made it a project for me to move into a higher state of belief. But at first, I have to say I was kind of obsessed, because I could feel the physical symptoms, and I kept checking many times a day. I kept going back and going, has it changed? Has it changed? Or is it worse? Is it better? You know, so there was a bit of fear woven in there. There was.
Okay. Getting back to your faith, what were some of the specific promises that you relied on concerning your faith in scriptures?
Yes. Well, I relied on the examples that the scripture give us that I had known for a long time about even like, well, I love to use the one about the woman with the issue of blood who was healed, because it's the only place that I'm aware of in the Bible that actually talks about someone's self-talk, where she said, if only I can touch his robe, I will be healed. And then it happened as she set it up, you see. So I was kind of holding on to that story, going, I too can work with my mind through prayer, through meditation, through bringing myself into a higher alignment, raising my own frequency, even with my diet, lifestyle, some sleep changes, acupuncture. I started doing things to move myself into a state of being able to receive and having a higher frequency, a higher belief, like that woman who was setting it up and saying, this is what I'm going to believe. If I can touch this, then it's going to happen.
That's so, right. That's amazing how that works. A lot of people don't get that, and that's sad. But I hope that they can learn something from what we're sharing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything shift in you as far as eternal health and
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, so like you saw your holistic practitioner that used that oxygen therapy, my doctor was a functional medical doctor, and she's actually going to be interviewed on this show soon. And she had a new device called a biocharger that was using a number of radio frequency waves. Okay. So this is kind of vibrational or energetic medicine. And I was on my fifth session of that biocharger machine when I had a supernatural experience. I had a vision while I was in there. I decided this time that I wanted to turn my attention within, which is where I go to listen to God. Instead of just sitting there thinking about the day or focusing on the machine, I closed my eyes and I turned my attention inward and went into a meditative, prayerful state of just stillness. And in that moment, I saw heavenly beings. I saw heavenly beings in my mind's eye. I wasn't having like a physical vision. I wasn't hallucinating or something. But in my mind's eye, it was like a waking dream. And I saw these beings. I felt this oneness with God. And I felt myself as eternal. Like I was a long way up, looking down at planet Earth and seeing little Leslie there on the Earth. And I just said, you know, life is eternal, and I don't care if I have cancer or not. From that place of me feeling my oneness with God and myself as a child of God who's eternal, I just didn't feel any threat at all about the disease, and it made no difference to me. Either way, all is well. I just knew that. And then I started crying. I just felt, it's like my heart opened, and I just felt the presence of the divine in such a powerful way that the Bible says God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And true love casts out all fear. And in that moment, I went to this place of no fear, even of the illness. Even if it were here, it didn't matter. And when the session was over, I reached and felt the way I'm always checking myself, and my symptoms were gone.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And then the post-check showed that this was true. You know, I was completely clear.
Mm. Did you change anything in your lifestyle, such as, let's say, diet?
Yes. Yes, I did do that. And, you know, to some degree, I'm not certain how much the placebo effect goes into action because I'm actually doing tangible things and it's helping my mind to know, well, there's more, there's all these reasons that you could be well because you're eating better. I did. I cleaned up my diet. I started cooking for myself, very organic, simple diet. I changed my sleeping patterns per a sheet of recommendations my acupuncturist gave me to where I was going to bed very consistently. I was making sure that everything was very, very dark. And I came to understand the relationship between our sleep patterns and our hormones. So I did do several lifestyle changes. And I started diving into understanding the consciousness behind the breast cancer. So I think God used this as a doorway to show me some things in my life that I'll share about next time. I call it breast cancer consciousness.
Oh, good. I just want to add something about diet. It's important that we check our food, what we're eating.
Yes.
Read the ingredients on the boxes.
Absolutely.
If you can't pronounce it, don't get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, what we do in our life can definitely contribute to the frequency we're holding and aligning for that gift. Folks, thank you for being with us tonight. I want to remind you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved, and all is well.